good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Since, what's your reaction to the turnover, and obviously particularly with Wink?
You know, it's the NFL, so there's player changes every year. I loved Wink, loved playing for him, but I'm very excited to be a part of Shane's defense. You know, got a great feel of the energy that, you know, we're going to cultivate this year, just with the scheme we're going to run, the defensive style. So it's been a great first day.
How can you describe the scheme or the style? Like, how much different do you expect to be? How big is that learning curve going to be for you guys who have been here the last year or two?
Shouldn't be too much. I mean, emphasis is really going to be on our style. Just physicality, full tilt, speed to the ball, effort. We'll get into the scheme stuff later, but it just feels like everything's going to be simplified.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Howdy, Trina.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Good, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Bobby, I wanted to get your take on this new ban of the hip drop tackle and how much more difficult that makes your life as a defender.
Yeah, it's definitely another thing for us to be aware of as defenders. You know, it's tough. They tell you, you know, run your feet on tackles so you can kind of run through that guy. But at the end of the day, our job is to get the guy down. So, you know, it'll be an emphasis for us in training camp going forward, just focusing on that. But I assume that it'll be an acclimation period for all of us.
I mean, how much more difficult has the defense's job become with all these safety rules that they're putting in, including, you know, when you sack a quarterback, you can't land with your body weight on him, or, you know, the helmet, leading with the helmet when a guy turns and you're not really, you know, now your helmet makes contact. Can you just talk about that?
I mean, it's tough because player safety should always be the emphasis. But at the end of the day, we all have a job to do, and this is how, you know, we get paid. We feed our families. You know, this is our livelihood. So it's kind of a tug of war between the two, and you know, just trusting the league office and everyone involved to, you know, come to the right conclusion.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Bobby. What's going on?
How's it going, Art?
Good. Just wanted to get your reaction when you hear the news that you guys are acquiring Brian Burns, and I know you have players of impact on this defense. When you bring another one in, what do you, you know, what's your reaction? When did you find out, and what kind of player do you believe he is?
Yeah, I was very excited. I mean, he's a dynamic pass rusher. Seeing him today for the first time in person, he's big, big physical guy. So I'm just excited. It's going to bolster the whole defense, especially that defensive end room. I think, you know, it's only going to bring up the play of Kayvon and Azeez. So I think everybody's excited.
You like seeing a lot of those guys in front of you. Shane's talked about being aggressive with that front. You know, that puts a little bit more pressure on you guys in the middle.
100%. I mean, it all starts up with Dex up front. I mean, he's a man among other men. So, yeah, just, you know, the group working together in continuity, it's only going to help everybody.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, Kim. How's it going?
I'm great. Thank you. Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. In one of my last stories I wrote with Wink, he was comparing Xavier and you to Ray and Ed Reed, and now everyone's gone essentially except you. I mean, as a football player this time of year, do you just have, how do you adjust to the new teammates coming in? And obviously, I'm guessing you said goodbye to some pretty good friends.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the nature of the beast in the NFL. It's a year-to-year operation. In season, it's a week-to-week operation. So the best thing for us is to take it day by day, day-to-time approach. But yeah, there's so much turnover in the league from players to coaches. I mean, I have lifelong friends in Indianapolis I played with, and some of those guys I only see a couple times a year at weddings or off-season or whatever. So, you know, we just understand that's the nature of the beast in the NFL.
What's your challenge for yourself this spring? Where do you want to be a better person when this spring ends?
I think just double down on my leadership. Coming in last year as a free agent, trying to feel my way around, understand the dynamic of the team, and, you know, grow in my leadership role. Now coming in, just, you know, starting fast, really. That's the emphasis Dave has put on all of us. So from a leadership standpoint, starting fast, from a conditioning standpoint, strength standpoint, just get myself in top shape so I can go out there and perform.
Real quick, when he said start fast, do you think he's also fast-forwarding in a way to the season? Do you guys have to?
100%. And, you know, that's the approach that we got to cultivate now.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I am going to quote you now. You said earlier, it feels like everything's going to be simplified.
Yep.
Okay. You hear that a lot when a new guy comes in. If it's too simple, they say, we got to get more scheme. You know, when you've had a lot of scheme, the guy comes in and says, we're going to play fast and physical and violent. We're not going to make guys think too much. So what does that mean to you with what he is saying about what this defense is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dance, obviously. It takes both. It takes scheme, and it just takes, you know, the physical aspect of the game. You know, people talk about playing football, and people talk about playing football. You can play football, and everybody's, you know, in their A gap, their B gap, setting their arm, you know, playing fundamentally sound defense, and then you can play football, where everybody's just playing physical and violent and coming downhill. So we got to find our happy medium somewhere on that spectrum, but just love the energy and, you know, love the start that we've made this first day.
It does sound like, you know, if Shane can, if his preference, you know, if it can work, that he wants to get pressure with the guy at the front four, right? You know, which is different than in the past. I mean,
yep.
Those guys are going to be challenged. You go get them and everyone else does their job. Do you sense that, and how different and exciting, or maybe not exciting, is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I got a good feel. You know, especially in Wink's defense last year, we got to blitz. There was a lot of multiples, a lot of moving parts. So I'm very fortunate to play in that defense. I feel like, you know, it was another tool I added to my tool belt. So to now take some of those skills I learned in my previous years in Indianapolis, and add it to this style of defense, I only think it's going to help me be a better player, and, you know, the other players as well.
Your sack numbers might go down a little bit, huh?
Might go down a little bit, but, you know, if I'm improving in other areas like interceptions, forced fumbles, you know, as long as the team wins, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Rock.
Hey, Bobby, good to see you. Tell me about what the key is to forging a relationship with a defensive coordinator. You probably haven't had the conversations yet, but I would imagine you expect to have the green dot again and be sort of the extension of Shane on the field this season. How does that begin? How does that relationship start out at this time of year?
Yeah, just communication, honestly. Developing that rapport with each other, with the new coaches, him with us as players. But yeah, just constantly talking to him about the way I see the game, talking to me about the way he sees the game. If I'm fortunate enough to wear the green dot again this year, I'll just be consistently communicating with him, figure out how he likes to call the game, kind of understand his mind so, you know, I can maybe predict some calls he might make. But, I think that's the emphasis more than anything this OTAs period, is just everybody gelling together as a team.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll take one more. Peter Splendorio.
Hi, Bobby. It's Peter Splendorio with the Daily News. You know, we've talked about the addition of Brian Burns. Obviously, this is a front that had a few guys leave since the start of last season as well. Just what do you kind of think is the potential of this front seven heading into the season?
Yeah, I think we have potential to be a very physical, very violent, and very fast defensive front. I mean, you talked about it. Burns up front, Kayvon building off an incredible year two. Dexter being the beast he is. Me, Micah McFadden, you know, coming in his own in year three. You know, it's a very talented front. So, yeah, we're just going to keep, you know, competing, working hard, developing each other, developing that relationship within the unit. And, you know, I think it'll be a great result for us.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.